With us, everyone, from the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Catherine Calloway. Thanks for checking in. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A promotion is in the works for the U.S. commander in Iraq. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has announced that President Bush will nominate General David Petraeus to head up U.S. Central Command. Now, if confirmed by the Senate, Petraeus will succeed Admiral William Fallon, who announced his resignation last month. Secretary Gates says that Army Lieutenant General Ray Odierno is being nominated now to replace Petraeus as the top U.S. commander in Iraq. President Bush met at the White House this morning with Jordan's King Abdullah. Tomorrow, the president will host Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. The meeting's happening as President Bush prepares for a return trip to the Middle East next month. He's trying to get the Palestinians and the Israelis to reach some sort of peace deal before his term ends. Hundreds of children evacuated from a West Texas polygamous compound nearly 3 weeks ago are now being moved to foster homes across the state. Meanwhile, DNA testing of the children has been completed. Technicians are still taking samples, though, from some of the adults. Authorities hope the samples will help them figure out the complicated family relationships among those sect members. A U.S. citizen carrying a Free Tibet banner has been turned away from the slopes of Mount Everest. Police in Nepal have beefed up security ahead of the Olympic torch's arrival in early May. Authorities even have permission to shoot any violent anti-China protesters. Demonstrators have plagued the Olympic torch, or demonstrations rather, since in just about every city that it has visited. That has prompted many cities to shorten their relay routes or even run it on a track. Mickey Mouse, made of gold, look at that, part of a promotion in Japan for the DVD release of Disney's National Treasure 2. Some lucky fan can capture this golden icon by winning an online game. A well-known Japanese jewelry store used more than 2 pounds of gold to make this $30,000 statue. Stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. Of course, we will continue to have updates right here throughout the day.